Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
This is the comedy pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions like, how would you keep a secret identity?
So, in comic book movies...
Sometime even just regular book.
Yeah, regular book. Game.
TV show. Yeah. There are characters whom, for various reasons, often they have superpowers. Yes. They want to protect their family. They keep a secret identity.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So is there any particular ones you want to focus on? Because I think you can kind of have some archetypes here of, okay, like, say, Spider-Man doesn't want anyone to know who he is because, mm-hmm, he's afraid that they'll kill Mary Jane and Aunt May.
Yeah, for sure.
Batman, I guess he keeps his secret identity because he doesn't want to give up his money.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then in the comics, Iron Man, but I think for similar reasons of Batman.
Yeah, okay.
So how do we protect our money and our loved ones?
And I guess for argument's sake, because often like someone... Mm. Superman's a weird one because he keeps a secret identity.
Yeah.
Mm. But if someone comes after his loved ones, he could stop it. He's Superman.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, but he can't be everywhere at once.
Yeah, but he can be close to everywhere.
Well, he's just making sure. Well, shall we each?
But I guess he's not that careful because he puts on. Yeah.
He puts on some glasses and hunches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great. And it works.
It does work. Yeah, well, let's, for sake of variety, let's each pick a superpower.
Uh-huh.
Just a random, just pick one.
Uh-huh.
Just because some people have superpowers, some people don't. I mean, you could pick money or whatever is your superpower, just to get some diversity in the kinds of things we're keeping secret.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, all right, I'm gonna go tone.
Okay.
Dark.
Yeah,
wealth and
gadgets.
Gadgets. Yeah.
I'll go like a Spider-Man type thing. I'll take the powers of the Scorpion.
Good.
Yeah.
So like his power is suit.
No, mine's natural.
Okay, cool.
Grew a scorpion
tail? Not like Scorpion the Spider-Man villain, just
Scorpion as in you were bitten. Beast of the desert.
Yeah, you were bitten by a radioactive scorpion. Sure,
yeah, just done. For copyright reasons, like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I have
what's a lesser iron? Lead.
Lead man.
Lead lad.
Lead lad. Okay. I'm Scorpion Man. Well, you gotta go the Superman route.
No, I don't.
You don't have to, but
go some kind of power, I guess. Yeah.
Time travel. Okay. This is gonna be a hard one to keep on the wraps.
Okay.
Cool.
Can you explain your powers?
Tell me what you mean by time travel, sir.
So I travel in time.
Okay.
Oh.
Of course.
So every time I punch, I go back 5 minutes.
What? So you've never punched. What?
To fight crime.
Yeah,
so I
boom.
Punch a guy and then I go back five boom. Minutes in time. I can stop the crime.
You go back 5 minutes in time to 5 minutes prior to you haven't punched him yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's role play out a little scenario.
Okay.
I'm mugging Zabit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see.
You see. I guess it's not going to take you 5 minutes to get up to me.
No.
So wait, do you go back 5 minutes in time to where you were 5 minutes ago, or are you 5 minutes in time there?
I imagined I was going back into my own body. But
so you have knowledge punches.
So you punch a guy, you're back at the street seeing the crime, or you know you can yell
that's
out
very,
to the guy, get out of here.
That's a very, because what you could do, you're like, you're premonitions, but only for 5 minutes in the future.
But I guess if I did but a double just, punch, that's 10 minutes.
Well, you could get like a speed.
Could you do with kicks too?
No, yeah. kicks don't count.
Speedball. Okay. Like just, oh, yeah. Yeah. Because you keep punching. So you just wait 20 years and then your arms can get sore. Back you go.
Whoa.
20 years of knowledge.
Or is it like you punch and that's 5 minutes?
I reckon if the moment it builds up until I stop punching. So I can go 1, 2, and that's fine. And then that's 10 minutes. Or 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yeah. Or, yeah, speedball it.
So if you wanted to say you're hacking, you're like, there's a shady corporation, a kingpin situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You break in and you're like, I need to know how this whole thing started.
Can you define a punch?
What do you mean? Well, closed fist.
Yeah.
Closed fist hit.
You got to hit something?
Yeah.
Someone?
Got to hit someone.
So if I miss the air, I'm going to punch in the air.
Yeah. If you airball it.
What if you do one of like, you know, these?
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count?
What if we punching fist bump?
Doesn't count.
Okay.
Fist bump would count, I reckon.
Why doesn't it count?
Well, no, a fist bump would count.
Yeah, okay. Why doesn't punching yourself count?
Because you've got to touch
your
own
punch yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Which is why a fist bump would work.
Yeah, yeah. Or a friendly punch on the shoulder would work too.
Okay. I go 5 minutes back in time and be like, I can't wait to do that again.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm going to hit him harder this time.
This punch on the shoulder's become less friendly.
Okay.
I keep going back in time and
getting angrier at this guy.
And it has to connect with a person or can you punch the ground?
Has to connect with a person.
What about a dog, say?
It's a living person. Well,
no,
it has
to be a human being.
Okay.
That's going to fuck me valiance.
What if you, or are you fighting Gorilla Grodd or some shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dog you hate.
Oh, dog you hate, yeah.
Also, I think that, yeah, all right.
No, I reckon human being and I just have a really strong sidekick.
Okay.
And then if things go bad, I just punch the sidekick.
Okay.
Punching bag.
Yeah.
Punching bag and king hit.
King hit of fight. Yes. Awesome. Okay. And Scorpion Man and Lead Lab.
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right.
Wait, was that King Hit or Punching Bag?
You're King Hit because he's your punching
bag. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You could be like, we're in a real spot above the punching bag. Then you're back in time.
Yeah.
Punching Bag obviously will know your secret identity. He's the man who beats the shit out of me.
But the punching bag doesn't know because that was future punching bag.
That's true.
And, you know, you'd be fighting this guy.
But also,
and
I'll be wearing a mask or whatever. Yeah. Like, he doesn't have to know.
He doesn't have to know. But yeah, so you'd be fighting this guy, and then suddenly King Hit is like, oh, this is how we defeat him. Punching Bag is like,
I suspect this guy's been punching me quite a bit.
How does
my name was starting to make more sense to me?
Oh yeah, because every single time I punch him would be the first time because I'm going back in time.
He'd be like, "Why am I called Punching Bag? You know, I've never actually seen him like hit a guy."
And you're like, "Because you are so good at punching like a bag."
And his name's King Hit, but I've never seen him hit anyone.
What do we do all the
time? How do you stop it?
We just fall into situations he just knows what's about to happen.
How do you stop a crime?
What do we do every day?
So yeah,
when I go out fighting, when you and Punching Bag go out fighting crime, what does it look like?
Yeah, okay.
It depends. What does it look like for me, or what does it look like for Punching Bag?
You. So you've seen Scorpion Man try to mug.
All right,
Lead
I'm a
Lead.
Villain.
Sure. No. He thinks it's a villainous situation happening, but really we're just sparring.
Yeah, all right.
Because we're heroes.
Yeah.
We're like, haha, and you come up and then you punch.
Okay, I've got my Scorpy gun out to fight Lead Lad. What are you doing?
Well, if I think you're going to shoot him, I punch.
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes in the past.
And then I go back up.
I'm saying to Lead Lad, hey, Lead Lad, I'm going to do a drill where I try and shoot you.
I'm going to try and knock it out and see what happens.
You see this.
You're 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
5 minutes go by and you're back there. I've got my gun.
Oh, I guess what I would probably start doing is acting. It would be like reacting.
Oh, right. So you'd be so very bad. Oh, yeah. Cool. I think I figured this out.
Punch. Back in 5 minutes and then.
Yeah.
And then if I have to solve something, then I have to rely on kicks, I guess.
Yeah, okay. I guess you could use the power of words.
Maybe I just have a bat.
Words? You could use words.
But he could say don't shoot, and then the mugger just shoots, and then you got a punch, but you get a second chance, I guess.
Because
I guess if you don't.
I reckon a metal rod is my weapon.
So I think, because I guess you could. say a mugger's about to rob somebody, yeah. you know, you could like, you know, eventually find out that mugger's name and all those kind of things. Yeah. And then eventually like, well, I got to go punching bag, come here.
Yeah.
We're going to be here for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I
and
suppose...
then you get to that point, you're like, hey, Gary, stop.
Yeah.
How does he know my name's Gary?
How does he know what I'm planning to do? That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You or go, you know, yeah, you go the day before.
Yeah, you kind of almost minority report a little bit.
Yeah. But like, poor punch.
You got a complicated set of powers, dude. Okay.
Okay. Now, I have to keep them a secret.
Yeah, the next question is, what do we do in our everyday life?
Well, I'd have to keep him a secret so that people don't shoot me in the head while I sleep, because that's pretty much the only way to defeat me.
But would anyone ever
know? Because if you get shot anyway, you're like, fuck, I can't punch because I've been shot in the head.
If I've been shot in the head, I'm in trouble. Get shot in the body, I'm okay. I just need to make sure punching bag's close.
That's true. But if you're shot from a distance and no one's around you, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah, I'm dead.
A sniper will end you.
Yeah.
A guy with a shotgun.
Yeah, you're...
As long as I'm alive enough to throw a hand, I'll be okay.
You've got to connect to someone.
How strong does the punch have to be?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, it's just fist connecting with skin. Yeah. All right, okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
What do you do? What's your job?
Could you... Sorry. I'm sorry we're so distracted by King here.
It's worth getting into.
Could you, in a similar situation, like, say... I guess one of the first episodes of, like, say, David Tennant's Doctor Who,
yeah. mm-hmm.
or say, like, an Ed Gein serial killer, is if you have, like, a bit of a patch of skin that you've stretched out that
you might not even need
in times of emergency, you can quickly punch.
Well, yeah, or what about this? You have a glove made of a human hand.
Yeah.
And you pull it on. And you can punch it, and you're not punching yourself, we're punching other human skin.
I could do that.
In times of crisis, because I'm thinking, like, you're there, you're bleeding out. Punching bag is, like,
also bleeding
two
out.
2 feet away, you can't reach him in time, mate. Like, punching bag, I'll come here.
My utility belt for my skin glove.
One of these days, punching bag will straight to that fucking nerd.
And punching bag is like, why is he threatening to punch me? He's so angry, because he must just be, he's dying, his brain's misfiring.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna punch you to save my life. That's insane.
What the fuck is he saying? And then, so I think a little,
times of emergency, you reach into your utility belt, pull on a skin glove, punch your own hand, you can go back in time.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea.
Anyway, right. So, let's see. So, I guess a tech billionaire would make sense for someone like an Iron Man thing. Because, again, you gotta think, like, I'm making a suit.
Are you heavy?
Yeah. Well, is Iron Man heavy?
Well, yes, but you are made of lead.
Well, no, that's just what I call myself.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Iron Man isn't made of iron. He's made of mostly nanobots.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Okay, fair enough.
Or maybe his first one was iron.
What? So it was your first one was made of lead? Okay.
I was worried about
X-rays. You're going to be very sick.
Why? Lead's good.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking out of it.
Is it okay to be near lead?
Is it okay to be breathing in lead because it's
like
your mask?
You put on like a lead apron for X-rays, a little bit of lead over your balls so they don't get shrunk or whatever.
Yeah, but
that's what happens.
Yeah,
when you get X-ray.
You've got to be. This is medical advice from Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah.
If you get an X-ray, protect your balls. Yeah. Otherwise, they will shrink.
Yeah, what you want to do is you're going to get a gray lead pencil, just kind of
color in your balls. It is vital.
100%.
Otherwise, they'll become the size of little
raisins.
Yeah, little raisins, and you'll become in chalk.
Yeah, it's never good.
Whoa.
Your lead a short amount of time, I think, is fine.
But you're wearing a helmet.
Yeah, for a short amount of time.
And you're breathing.
That was my lad lead Mark One.
When Zamut was trapped in a cave by terrorists and all they had was heaps of lead.
Heaps of lead? I had to make this.
You had to make a lead outfit? That's so funny. You're like, yeah!
Is lead heavier than iron?
Yeah, lead's heavy as hell.
Yeah,
famously.
It's a heavy metal.
It's a heavy ass metal.
And iron is not?
Well, it's just not as heavy as lead. Look it up in your little machine. How heavy is lead?
Yeah. Right. How heavy is lead? How heavy is lead?
How heavy is lead? Because it's heavy. It's heavy as lead. Isn't that a thing people say? You feel leaden sometimes if you're really tired.
Okay.
You get lead head if you're really sleepy.
Okay.
You're,
All right. So, pounds per gallon.
Okay.
Or grams per centimeter cubed. What one would you like?
Grams per centimeter cubed.
So grams per centimeter cubed.
Yeah.
Iron is 7.87, whereas lead is 11.36.
Okay.
So it is heavy, but
Maybe not that
it's
much.
It's a third heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a 65 pound per gallon iron is 94 pounds for lead.
Okay. So it is heavier.
It's heavy. But...
How much is a gallon?
What do you mean?
It's like 2 liters, something like that?
Yeah. I don't know.
2 liters of lead?
Gallon in liters. 3.785 liters.
Why can't it be normal?
Wait, did you mean U.S. liquid gallon? Or did you mean a U.S. liquid quart? What the fuck?
What?
Or an imperial gallon?
Imperial gallon sounds cool.
Well, that's 4.5 liters.
The fucking... America's number system can go fuck itself.
Yeah, it can go straight to hell, dude.
I got
scared. Be normal.
I was going to call it the metric system, but that's the one that's good.
Yeah, they got the imperial system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which is fucked.
Yeah.
So we can, do imperial gallon or U.S. liquid quart. We can also do a U.S. tablespoon.
I hope
why
America
is that different?
Never talks to me
there's an imperial tablespoon. I hate this.
Wait, do we have the metric or the imperial?
Metric.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
The U.S. is imperial, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was scared for a second, but no, we're okay. All right, well, lead lad, okay. By this point, presumably, anyway. your armor is not made of lead.
Yeah.
It might be a lead polymer or something,
it's
you
a
know.
Kind of like
but you gotta keep some lead in there. It's, you know, it's in the name.
Iron Man doesn't keep any iron in, does he?
Might be an alloy.
I don't think he does. I think when he starts being like, it's 100% extremis.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So basically, less little nanobots.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't name himself Iron Man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think he's called Iron Man by, in the movies, isn't it? By
Yeah, Pepper he's called Iron Man by the movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Pepper?
Called yeah,
him
maybe
Iron
Pepper
Man, or is it the media?
Maybe it's, I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. But Tech Billionaire's a good cover.
Mm.
But it also means you have more people you need to lie to. You need to keep it from.
Yeah.
Because you got a whole company of people working
under
you.
But what does
you.
Really a CEO do?
Well,
yeah,
that's
you
got to
be high up enough that no one will notice.
Yeah. You can put a do not disturb sign on your office.
Yeah.
Jacking off my dick.
Sorry. Well, if we're, yeah.
Gone jacking off my dick.
If we look at absolute tech genius, man that's 100% got it. Whoa, clever boy.
Yeah, clued in.
Yeah, Elon Musk, who is CEO of how many companies?
I don't know. Too many.
SpaceX,
Tesla,
yeah.
Probably whatever that one that's
boring.
Killing monkeys.
Oh, the Neuralink.
Yeah.
Don't worry, those monkeys were already had cancer. I think I will say
that's so funny. The monkeys were going to die anyway.
No, I think that's a space.
Uncomforted.
I'm pretty sure that's an arm of SpaceX.
It might be. Yeah, it could be.
Because he's CEO
it's
of a
cool
lot of things.
It's pretty cool to invent a chip that makes monkeys kill themselves, though.
Oh, it's like real life flowers for Algernon.
Did the monkeys kill themselves? So I don't think if the monkeys seek out a handgun to take their own lives.
Hi, I'm Elon Musk, inventor of the chip that makes monkeys kill themselves.
Yeah. I'm inventor of flowers for Algernon the chimp.
What are the practical applications?
Well, what's better? Hi, I'm Elon Musk. I'm the inventor of the chip that makes monkeys kill themselves.
Yeah.
Or, hi, I'm Elon Musk. I'm the inventor of the chip that makes monkeys die.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. One's more funny.
Why were you? Why did he want? Hang on, Elon.
What's the good of ether?
Too many monkeys.
I think the opposite is true.
We were trying to read their minds, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway. That we wanted the monkeys to control a car or whatever.
Yeah. Can't guys just drive a car?
Why do we want a monkey? Monkey to drive a car.
Me too. Yeah. Just go at it for 5 seconds.
Actually, yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, come. Think. It's fucking watching your life. Just think.
A monkey in a convertible.
Come on,
dude.
Now.
Yeah.
Are you
kidding me?
Like,
Route 66.
Important question: is it smoking a cigar?
Yeah, baby.
Well,
and the car's full of babes.
Yeah, of course it would be.
Would it be a monkey driving, or would they just get the brain of the monkey and put in the car?
That's also awesome, but a different kind of
awesome.
Hi,
I'm Elon Musk. I'm the guy that invented the chip we put in monkeys' brains that makes them kill themselves, and then we harvest those brains and put them in our Teslas.
I will never get used to the replacing the engine with a monkey brain.
with a chip in it.
Yeah, I'll never get used to that, I think. My kids might, but I never will.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, so he's CEO of many different companies. So I guess, like, what is the importance, really, of a CEO?
It's a great question.
Great question. Yeah. I don't know. Clearly, he can be CEO of many companies. So,
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so, then if I'm CEO of many company, I can be like, well, where's Zammit off to? Well, he's obviously CEOing over at that particular company.
That's true.
And, oh, he's over there. I just would never get into any kind of social media because that seems silly.
Yeah, yeah, or big time, big time. You're not buying Twitter or anything. Yeah, yeah. So your main strategy is to be like, I am working for one of my other tech companies.
That, if I'm not around, that's what's going to happen.
That's what's happening. Yeah.
And just like Iron Man does in some of the TV shows, cartoons and whatever, Iron Man is Tony Stark's bodyguard, and also
smart.
That is a robot.
Yes,
smart.
That's smart. That's the move. It's a robot.
Lead lad is Joel Zammit's bodyguard, and also Lead lad is a robot lad.
What about, say you're in a fight with a villain?
Yeah.
It's a tech villain, whatever. They've got a tech sword.
Oh, no.
They stab what they believe is a robot. Blood starts pouring out.
My coolant! Like,
what kind of fucked up robot is Zammit Industries making? You're like, there's a monkey brain inside it. It's powered by a monkey's brain. And also, it's funny to have to pretend it didn't hurt because you're pretending you're a robot. I feel fine.
I'm fine.
Fuck. Seal it up. Seal it up. I mean, yeah, you just gotta make sure you don't bleed, that's all.
Yeah, because I guess it was like with Tony Stark's story, it's like, yes, I was in a cave, terrorists got me, and I made a suit of armor. Because I'm a genius man, I made that suit of armor that you can wear, but thankfully now I make it so it is a fully functioning robot.
Yeah, okay.
And they'll come on stage, like, and everyone be like, wow, what a robot. It's a guy I hired. Okay. He's in the suit of armor.
Nice.
Shh. Just like I think what actually Elon Musk
absolutely
might have done.
Is what he did.
Definitely some other tech company did.
That rules.
They'd be like, see, we got robots now.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. And then,
how are you? So you're hiding your absences from the company by saying you're working for another place?
Yeah, different other. Yeah.
Is there anyone in your life you'd let into the inner circle to reveal your secret identity?
I guess Tona's like a Rhodes.
Yeah.
So I guess.
You got a pal?
Should get a pal.
Would you tell us?
I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah. Okay.
boys, you know what, lad?
Time out.
Okay.
Time out.
Don't involve me.
I'm walking away from this conversation.
Fair enough. Because part of it is like, oh, yeah, it's nice to kind of, you know, your friends to know and that kind of stuff. But the nefarious version of me is like, you're right. If someone stabbed me with a tech sword, that's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So what if I let these people know and give them their own suit that looks like me? They can also pretend to be me. Then I have doubles. So then I've like lowered the chance of me dying by at least like 33%.
So you kind of...
Yeah, dude. You want an Iron Man? I mean, a lead lad suit?
I guess.
Hell yeah, buddy.
That's awesome.
I'll get one made for you.
Because we're the same person.
Yeah.
You already have scorpion powers.
You can travel back. But that's useful because for you, your power is very non-combat based.
Mm-hmm.
So Zammit just helped you out there quite
well,
a bit.
I'm not in this conversation. I opted out.
Yeah,
that's true.
I didn't want to know. I got too much going on already.
Yeah. Like, I guess with this weird, like, I guess the trio Avengers kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny, we're all keeping our identity secret.
Guys know about each other and I'm just off.
Yeah. Well, I've never revealed mine.
That's true. Would you reveal yours?
Yeah, would you?
To my friends? Well, I'm imagining that I'm like a reporter, probably, Peter Parker. I don't think I'll be very good at it, but that's okay.
The news is your headline every day. I couldn't find it.
I looked everywhere. Read Jackson's column.
I wonder if he's found the news this time.
No.
It's so elusive.
Why do I keep printing this shit? I don't understand.
I just don't know where to look.
Time to sit down on my Tuesday morning and read my favorite article from Jackson Bailey. Oh, I hope he gets the news this time.
I looked everywhere.
Keep trying, buddy. You'll find the one.
Looked all over the place. The news in this shop.
Looked under a bin.
I asked some people. Do you know where the news is?
Guys,
sorry,
I need
man.
It for my job.
Went down an alleyway. The news wasn't there.
Yeah, dude, I'm just
nothing
saying.
Going on anywhere by the looks
other
of
people
things.
Seem like they know where the news is all the time.
They're like, keep going, like, hey, I got a big important scoop.
How
first
do you
off,
do that?
What's the scoop?
What the fuck? In the big meeting every morning, the you know, J. Jonah Jameson being like, all right, Bailey,
I mean, I hate to ask this because I don't know what the answer's going to be.
Do you have any news?
Got a story for us today? Any news?
Where is it?
And now I know you're asking.
Because if I am expected to report on something that's just happened, how am I meant to know where it is?
How will I know where it is unless it happens right in front of me?
I find out from about these things from reading the news.
Mr. Bailey, what do you mean by where is the news?
It's like I'm looking all over like for a car crash or like a guy falling off a building, but yeah. I can never see it. I'm never there when it happens.
Do other people see it?
They must. It's in the paper.
Do you ask them?
No. What do you mean?
Well, if you come to a place where there has been a car crash.
Well, I'm never there. I never make it in time. And then
what do you mean make it in time?
When there is a car crash,
yeah.
The cops tell me to go away.
Well, yeah. Why you ask the cops what happened?
I'm scared of them.
You'll find the news one day, yeah.
Just looking around at all the buildings in New York.
Is there a guy on any of these?
I know a guy on a building is news, and a car crash is news. Anything else? I don't know.
The bird swinging by.
Is that news?
Maybe it knows. I will follow.
Jackson, have you got anything to report? I saw a bird.
That's news.
Is that news,
right?
What kind of bird?
Great news. I saw a bird. I don't know. Didn't catch it.
Is that news?
Well, if Jackson, it was a... get out in the street again. Fuck.
Yeah. If it was a...
What?
It's a rare
bird.
Can you
tell me what the news will look like so I know when I see it?
Like, if something interesting happens that, like, a few people more than just you would find interesting...
How am I meant to know?
Like, okay, how about this? If it bleeds, it leads. So you know that?
You know Scorpion Man.
I'm aware of Scorpion Man.
Would photographs of him be news?
What's Scorpion Man doing? Is he being
just
a menace?
Just putting in a photo.
Awkward posing.
Scorpion Man like this. And it's also like ones where it's very clear. I've set up my phone, press the timer, and then running back.
So a bit blurred. I need to tie.
Turning back to look.
Bit of like a half hour.
Did Scorpion Man take this photo? Not me. He was just running away at the time.
Looks like this was a poorly timed selfie.
Yeah. This photo was clearly been taken in an apartment, Jackson.
Like, I was Scorpion Man now.
With like a selfie stick.
Yeah. On the Empire State Building. Yeah.
So did Scorpion Man send you these, right?
I gave what counts?
What do you mean what counts?
If I gave him the phone and he took the photo, do I still get paid?
I mean, if you got these from Scorpion Man, because the only other explanation could be that you are Scorpion Man.
No, sure. Wrong.
So if you're not Scorpion
I'm
Man,
not,
then
not.
He must have given
I'm
you
mild
these.
A mild-mannered guy, Jackson Bailey.
Because he clearly gave you these.
Normal intelligence level man, Jackson Bailey.
Regular smart guy, Jackson Bailey. Hey, I'm your friendly neighborhood regular man. That's me. Yeah, well, so Scorpion powers.
Yeah. Yeah, what about him?
So a scorpion can probably climb on a wall.
Yep.
I can't thwip around.
Can a scorpion climb on a wall?
Actually, yeah, good point. No, scorpions can't climb up walls.
Are you sure?
What
yes.
powers do a scorpion...
I got a stinger.
Yeah, and crab claws, maybe?
Yeah, maybe in my hands I can make little like spikes come out.
Hellfire manipulation. I've gotten the
That's
wrong scorpion.
Not me. I don't have that power.
Oh, the Mortal Kombat. No, no. What power to cause a scorpion? This creature.
The beast of the desert. What does that have? How do I keep a tail hidden? On my body. Yeah, pants. I got one thick leg. That's my tail.
Okay.
Alternatively, you could tuck it up into a jacket.
Again, got Slayer of Minotaurs, Vanquisher of Giants, killed by a scorpion.
It's hard to find
where
it with poison.
Scorpion was killed by a scorpion?
No, scorpion
a
killed
scorpion
a Minotaur?
This big you won't find curled up in your boot. Maybe around your boot, but not in it. Flavor text for Dakmore Scorpion Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Hey!
Okay.
Well, maybe I can hook the tail up between my legs and it just looks like a belly. Like it goes over.
And then when you sit, you're going to be sitting on your nuts.
When I sit,
right?
I'm going to be stabbing myself with the scorpion.
I tried
tail.
To go back, but accidentally hit one of the autocorrects, which was seeing a scorpion in the house, meaning, and I have scorpion symbolism and spiritual meanings of seeing a scorpion. Will this help?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It'll help me on a spiritual level understand the scorpion totem of which I have.
Humans throughout history have considered these creatures to be symbols of death and evil.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's
they are similar to spiders. Both are arachnids.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, maybe I can. Maybe what about this?
You've got a venom.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe I can make, instead of having a scorpion tail on my body, like Spider-Man's web shooters, it can come out of my wrist and I can stab people like that.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
good
a venom
fun.
Sting. Yeah, like a venom sting, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's, unfortunately, it does curl back because the scorpion's tail does. So yeah. I got to hook them around the back of the head and stab them like that. And then I can crawl up walls if a scorpion can crawl up
aside
walls.
Aside from being known for its stinger and mating dance.
I'll take that too.
They're also known for their live birth.
Okay, I'll give birth. Yeah, awesome. I have to birth a couple of eggs every now and then. Oh, live birth, actually. But baby scorpions, that's fine.
You've got a sperm packet.
Okay, tight. Nice. The powers of a scorpion are less cool than the powers of a spider.
You glow under ultraviolet light.
Okay, well, maybe
I'll glow in the dark.
A glow power? Yeah, yeah. Can a scorpion climb on a wall?
Yeah, I don't know. I keep getting abilities of the scorpion, the guy from Mortal Kombat. Okay, here we are. All right, you got 8 legs.
Yeah.
Like a spider.
Yeah.
Mites and ticks.
Uh-huh.
You're quick. You can grab an insect with your pincers.
Okay, great.
And you can whip their telson.
Uh-huh.
Which I guess is the...
the big bit, which I'll have on my wrists.
Poisonous tip of their tail.
Yeah.
And sting their prey. And they use that poison to kill prey and defend against predators.
Okay, all right.
So I don't think you have
wall climbing.
No.
Google scorpion on the wall.
But I can I can
picture a scorpion on a wall.
Yeah, me but too. Also think about them when they're in like a fish tank or something. They can't walk up the wall.
That's glass. It's different. Glass is smooth.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. He's got it. He's on the wall. I'm wall climbing.
Yeah, the pincers on the feet of a scorpion are called unkus.
I'm wall crawling. Tell me I'm wall crawling.
And they allow the scorpion to hold on to prey. Additionally, they allow the scorpion to be able to climb on surfaces like rocks, textured walls, and trees.
Okay.
But if the surface is smooth, they can't hold on and will fall.
Like a worse Spider-Man. I can climb up the bits between the windows on skyscrapers.
Yeah.
But not the skyscrapers themselves, not the windows. Okay, that's all right. That's fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay, anyway, yes. So mild-mannered reporter.
Jackson Bailey.
Will he ever find that news?
I don't know. I would probably tell people.
Yeah. Hey, I'm that scorpion guy.
You know Scorpion Man who falls off buildings all the time?
Scorpion Man?
He can't climb buildings for shit.
Have you been, like, crime fighting?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I've got to be fighting crime. Absolutely.
Okay, so you've got, like...
I've got a rogues gallery.
Okay, who are you telling?
Your rogues gallery? Hey, if this is too hard for you, come find me at work. I'm Jackson Bailey, news reporter.
I mean, my boss is really mean. He's yelling at me for not knowing where the news is. Can you kill him?
You keep handing in selfies.
Yeah.
Then, I think people are going to figure it out.
How does Spider-Man do it?
He doesn't take selfies. Well, he does, but he makes it look like he's not being a selfie.
Yeah, well, I could try and do that.
And he also claims he gets up a camera from Spider-Man as well.
Yeah. I can't really web up anything.
Yeah, because you don't have the ability for web.
Yeah, no, I just have poison. But I could set it up and...
Could you maybe, if who you telling, could you be like, hey, take photos of me?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And do, a little bit of a scheme.
I'll let you go if you take photos of me and let me claim that they're yours.
Any crook I kill or whatever.
Because if you're like, hey, I don't know, Lead Lad, hey...
Can you take photos?
Can you make a little robot?
Yeah, that's true.
Why don't you get a little drone?
I'll get a little drone. That actually solves a lot of my problems.
Just take some photos.
I'll get a little drone.
A little drone will figure you right out.
A little drone, I can just use that in my regular life. And also I can say I'm using it to take photos of Scorpion Man.
Yeah. Right,
that's great. I'll take a little drone, take photos of myself. I might keep,
So Scorpion Man and his drone.
Yeah. Do, like, yeah, I don't know.
Do photos these days have a lot of metadata attached? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Loads, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so if you were to take those photos on like an iPhone or an Android, whatever you got, and then you'd be like, hey, Mr. J. Jonah Jameson has pictures of Scorpio, or like someone finds that, like, oh, it's that drone that was following Scorpio. And it's like registered to.
Yeah. Well, I just say the drone. Well, yeah. Maybe I have the drone can't come with me as Scorpio Man.
Or it can be just like Scorpio Man.
Yeah.
Go away, drone. You're bothering me.
Yeah, I don't. Or I have like a costume for my drone.
No, that's a bad plan.
Because it needs to be Jackson Bailey's drone following Scorpio Man.
Why can't I be like, that's a different drone?
Because it has a metadata.
Oh, the metadata.
Yeah. The metadata will kill you.
Okay, that's not going to
work. Unless you like J. Jonah Jameson. I got an awful secret. I am Scorpio Man.
But you got to still pay me for these photos like I'm not Scorpio Man.
Well, or I think I would tell my J. Jonah Jameson equivalent.
Okay.
Because.
All right.
Then you hope he'll be nicer to you?
I'm J. Jonah Jameson equivalent.
Okay.
And I've been said, like, you got to give me pictures of Scorpio Man, because then I can keep saying what a piece of shit he is in my daily harp or whatever it is.
Coma Cameson.
Since you can't find the news, I figure you can take a photo.
I say, hey, take a photo of this piece of shit Scorpio Man. He's a menace.
Here's the thing. Big secret. Look behind me. Make sure the door's locked. I am Scorpio Man.
Okay.
You're fired.
But I give you exclusive rights to any interview and photographs of me. Slander me all you like. I don't give a shit. But you gotta pay me for it. Okay. You can say whatever the fuck you want about me, boss.
So like a one-off pay, one-off.
Keep me on retainer.
So, okay. I'm like, so I pay you.
Yeah.
And I get exclusive access to Scorpio Man.
Yeah. If I come off a fight with the red gnome.
Yeah. The red gnome.
One of your famous rogues, the red gnome.
Yeah. Or Professor Crab.
I'm aware of Professor Crab.
He's a menace.
I'll come straight here and I'll say, Keikoma, I just fought the Red Crab. Okay. Maybe I'll say he's a hero for you. Right, you want to keep slandering me?
Okay, are you a piece of shit?
No, I'm a good guy.
Why do I keep seeing you running away from crime?
I'm just cowardly.
I'd stop the crime, but then I get overwhelmed. And so and then I guess it's explained, like, yeah, piece of shit photo, piece of shit photo, piece of shit photo. This is your ass crack, sir.
My costume's a little small.
So I can see, this is where you set it up a camera and then you tried to run and you tripped?
I grazed my nuts.
Hang on, I can make a little, can make a little flip book of you eating shit. Yeah, I see
it.
It
ends with me crying.
How about this? So you're a superhero,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna get Robbie or Brobby or whatever his name is, and he's gonna like take photos of you doing your crime scenes, and like that's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And we're monetizing this.
Yeah.
And we own your rights to your.
I think this is getting away from me.
Yeah.
So do we own Do we own the rights to your image? Hang on a second. Let me get my lawyer on the line.
Oh, I need a lawyer.
Yeah. I think as Craig Crona Cramerson,
yeah.
I feel I'm automatic. Giddy up. Getting my lawyer and trying to, like, basically, I'll pay you a salary of a journalist salary for a lot more I'm getting out of you.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to own your, like, get the rights to, like, not only the image of Scorpio Man, maybe you.
That's concerning. What are you going to do with Bob?
I don't know yet.
What if you do something good or bad?
Yeah, then you can print it in the news.
So maybe, you're telling your boss?
Maybe go to the one person in a position to exploit me.
Maybe.
Craig Crona Cramerson. Very easily exploit you.
Yeah, that is true.
A lot.
Maybe.
Because then it could be like, okay, so hang on, I'm just going to strap, like, I don't know, this phone to you that you're constantly recording images, and you can climb up a wall.
Some walls.
Because I could be like,
if it's not smooth,
well, like,
I can.
You fight all crime all the time?
Yeah.
Every day?
I'm trying.
Because could you take some time out of your day? Because I need some B-roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You could climb to the Empire State Building or whatever and just like a nice visage, like a time lapse.
I can do that. Yeah, great. I do have a great response. When my uncle died in a car accident.
Oh, that's sad.
He said, if you've got superpowers, you better fucking use them.
Well, you're using them to help me sell papers and maybe branch into television news, I think.
Okay.
Because I guess I could, as someone being like, wow, we not only do we have access to Scorpion Man, one of the only persons that could climb up a building, apparently.
Some buildings.
You're also very
textured walls.
Very, very stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we need some time lapse of things, and so this has all come under your contract. We're paying you little.
I'm getting probably minimum wage.
Yeah, I'm like going through the Rolodex of my head. They're like, who can I fire?
I'm thinking a lot more responsibility, but not earning anymore.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That was maybe stupid of me.
Yeah.
I might have to kill Kay Krona Kramerson.
Kay Krona Kramerson wouldn't see it coming. He thinks he's untouchable. He's thinking he's got this robe.
It's so funny to be like chatting to the secretary. I'm like, I'm going to go in there and get the best deal of my life. And then coming out wiping my hand. He wasn't there. Opening the door, the window smashed. Did you push him out the building?
No, I'm a superhero.
Superheroes,
I mean, I'm not. I'm regular mild-mannered Jackson Bailey. Away! And then my scorpion thing just goes out. And I just run like this. Away!
Dangling down.
He comes out, stabs me in the arm.
Fuck! It hurts!
Fuck this cane!
I'm not immune to my own venom!
Which doesn't make a lot of sense to me because I think it's in me.
And then I guess, if you were like, oh, hi, I'm Scorpion Man, and it'd be like, are you here to hurt me? Like,
No!
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to exploit you. You know how I said earlier I wasn't here to hurt you?
I'm going to throw you out the window now.
Oh. Because you know my secret identity, and I realize now I don't want that.
Yeah. Because again, like, if you told Craig Krona Kramerson your identity, sure, you might come up with this, like, partnership, and then he will be, like, exploiting you.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
Again, he's not the greatest.
And boss. I can't get out of it, because he knows my secret identity. He can tell my villains.
And then, if you wrong him in any way, shape, or form, or just maybe, I don't know, he's bored, he'll just leak your name.
Yeah.
He owns it. He's by the by, everybody, New York, Scorpion Man. He's just a piece of shit.
You love Scorpion Man or hate him, whatever, however you're feeling right now.
It's this guy.
It's Jackson Bailey.
I have a duty to the news to tell everybody.
If the Daily Hop or whatever isn't doing so well.
Yeah.
He's having an off day. He'll
also, if
it.
You do tell Jonah Jameson, I mean, does he have like a journalistic integrity or journalistic code to be like, well, that is newsworthy of the identity of Scorpion Man? As a good journalist, I mean, I guess you are a source.
Yeah, exactly. Don't reveal your source.
What are you giving me?
I'm giving you exclusive rights. I was at
exclusive rights to what? But if you're okay, I'm not the editor. I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
You come up to me and like, here's my identity.
Yeah.
I'm a source. And I'm like, a source of what?
You put a fucking recording device on me.
Yeah.
Next time I'm fighting Professor Crab, you'll hear everything.
Okay.
It's just unusable. You're like, fuck you, Professor Crab. I'll kill you.
I hate you.
I'm going to break your crab arms off and I'm going to beat your wife and children to death with them. I will kill your whole crab family. I'm going to go home. I'm going to dig a shit in the sea.
I don't care if you did this or not. I'm getting you.
Just a journalist listening being like, well, a lot of this is unusable because you're yelling and then it devolves into crying. Halfway through. I get you, Mr. Krabs.
I think Professor Krab is just a crab.
I'll kill you, Mr. Krabs.
You gotta be nice to the SpongeBob. You gotta be nice to him. He's a good boy.
I think Scorpion Man is maybe the villain.
He's certainly unwell.
Maybe we shouldn't have written all
this article. He started out calling him Professor Krab, but then got confused with the show SpongeBob halfway through.
Yeah,
it does sound like he did that.
That's you!
Yeah. No, it's not.
Just the reporter listening to it, you just staring away, you're like,
it's good stuff, right?
Yeah,
that's exclusive. You can take that wherever you want.
Release it as much wherever you want.
You happy this to be out in the public?
Oh, yeah, I'm really proud of this one. A lot of good
quips.
Yeah.
I'm sort of the Scorpion Man, sort of a comedian superhero. I'll kill you! I'll kill you and your family!
I'll shit in the sea!
I'll burn your house down, you motherfucker!
question. No, I'm sort of quippy. I'm sort of funny.
Is Professor Crab a mutated crab?
Oh, well.
Or is it a guy?
It's sort of a guy who has, like, robotic crab claws coming out of his back because of an accident.
Seems to think you think he's a crab.
Please, crab.
Let me in that shell!
I'm going to eat you. I'm going to suck the meat out of your fucking claws. Scorpion Man.
And you want this published?
Yeah, well, it's good stuff.
Yes!
I think, you know, I spent a lot of my time trying to find the news, and I think I finally found it.
You definitely have found something.
Yeah.
You
headline
just...
next day. Scorpion Man fucked.
Scorpion Man. Menace to crabs? Menace to, well, menace to victim of a science experiment?
Maybe Professor Crab's the victim?
We don't know. We went and interviewed Professor Krabs to see what he had to say.
He's just got a very bruised face, arm in a sling. I thought it was going to be a friendly barb between.
Yeah.
He went mental.
Scorpion Man is unwell.
I was going fishing.
Yeah. Sorry, I hurt your feelings, Professor Krabs.
He saw me.
You really beyond that. You've threatened the life of everyone I care about. Yeah, I'm. It's sort of jokey. I'm sort of, you know.
Should have done those crimes, Professor Crab.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. Well, yeah, so you're telling your boss and journalists, and I'm trying to go for, like, maybe, like, plausible deniability that maybe, like, I won't get stabbed. How about you, King Hit?
I'm telling literally no one because time travel is confusing and bad. It's just, it's none of their business.
Fair enough. Yeah, and I guess you have a really good way of being like, oh, I know who you are. Oh,
yeah, exactly. Have you accidentally let it slip or anything?
Yeah, you can just hit him and then I go back in time. And
you go back in time, you're not going to do that again. Yeah, you're not going to do it twice.
And also as well, it's like, you know, how
even
long
if
have
I do, hit him again.
Yeah. How long have you known? I've known for years.
It's going to hurt you more than it hurts me.
I'm going to be tired.
It actually will hurt me more than it hurts
This is going to...
In a weird way.
Well, strap in, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And you could give it a go.
Yeah.
Because you can take it back whenever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, actually, yeah. Because you could just punch him, like, say, 10 times.
Mm.
You go on back, you know, what, 50 minutes. You're like, oof. Or whatever it is. And you see, you race to them.
Yeah.
You've had a bit of time to relax. You're like, oh, hey, buddy. He's like, oh, hey, what are you doing here? Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
You just keep doing that.
What,
like,
but you do punching bag.
Mm.
Does punching bag know your identity?
No.
Okay, so you kind of both, do you know punching bags?
No.
Okay.
How do you guys?
He's just a guy, man.
Okay.
He thinks I'm really clever. Wanted?
Yeah. Okay.
I guess you could be one, like, you know, like the brain superhero. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like I'm he's called.
Yeah.
King Hit because it's ironic.
Yeah, that's true. Because he's the king. Of hitting. Well,
punching bag's probably got the name because he's big and punches strong, but I don't actually need him to hit.
Yeah. Because like King Hit, you're like, oh yeah, everyone's thinking that you're gonna get, like, you know, clocked in the face.
Yeah.
But he's very good at just, like, dismantling a
the
situation.
Crime never happens.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
And he's good at de-escalating it. And so you're like, oh, he knows what's going on. He's a thinker.
Do you ever stop a crime while it's happening?
No.
Does punching bag ever see action?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
punching bag
maybe.
Will see me go in. Well, I mean, I can let him hit people.
Oh, yeah. Because he could be like, the solution could just be letting punching bag punch someone.
Yeah, that's true.
I could just be like, go back 10 minutes and be like, all right, I think this is what's going to play out. Make sure you hit them there.
Yeah, that's true. You could just stay in the sideline.
Yeah.
Punching bag take care of it.
You're a strategist.
Yeah.
You're basically like, you just watch it all happen as is, be like, poof. Punching bag, come here. A couple of things. It's like, you could be so far away from danger.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be fine.
Plus, because you know what's going to happen, you don't have to take much time out of your day to solve a crime.
Because
you go see where the crime's going to happen. Say the crime takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Whatever the crime is. You beat the shit out of punching bag until you're at the beginning of the day.
Yep.
Live a regular life. Check your watch. Oh, time to get down to the docks.
Yep.
Get down to the docks. Solve
it. Out.
Yep.
Head back home.
What's your day? Outfit. So I was thinking like a Doctor Strange. Is it Doctor Strange? Who's the guy in Shazam 2 that was played by Bond?
Doctor Fate.
Doctor Fate. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Imagine some kind of like that,
like a big helmet.
Yeah,
and
that
stuff.
You can't see thy identity. So what is your?
Because he will want to need to cover your face.
Well, maybe like Mysterio.
Does he need a costume? No one's ever seeing him.
That's true.
No one even really knows who exists.
Yeah, exactly.
If you just kind of puppet Punching Bag.
Yeah, Punching Bag's a superhero.
I think actually I've decided...
He needs to cover his face because of a punching bag.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I've decided. I'm just going to have a mask that just looks like black bandages just wrapped together.
Oh, okay, that's
scary.
Cool. That is scary. Yeah. This is a scary...
I think you just... Everyone might just call you the witness.
Yeah,
whatever. They can call me whatever.
Because he'd just be there just watching things happen.
If I hear a name I don't like, I just hit him and then...
You wait to hear the right name. Well, it's scary for Punch... Because the scenario for Punching Bag is more like you've approached him and been like, I know all and I will tell you where to go and what to do, and you gotta trust me implicitly because I'll always be right.
Maybe I just pretend like I'm Punching Bag's sidekick and Punching Bag
might think you're the devil. Because it's so scary to imagine this guy with black bandages who's like, go to the docks, 7 p.m. Yeah. These two people will be here doing this. And
how
does he know every time? And what I do is right.
Yeah.
You will get the accolades. You will get, you'll get everything. You'll hear, you'll be beloved by the town.
Mm.
But no, deep down, when the quiet moments of your life, it was because of me.
You've done really nothing.
I'm fighting crime with the devil.
Okay, well, as long as I'm fighting crime.
Cool.
Do you age?
All your accomplishments, everything you do.
Yeah.
It's me.
I mean, I just wouldn't do that, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, I just try not to... do you understand the power? I don't really like using it, but...
you kind of get the moral obligation. I get it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I would age normally, but not, like...
If you go back in time...
I'm the same age I was 10 minutes ago or five minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah.
But, if I go to bed and wake up the next day, I have aged.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway, I wouldn't tell anyone. Keep my secret identity will be easy.
Yeah, that's fair.
It kind of is, because everyone just sees you as, like... Punching Bag sidekick.
Or they don't know about it.
Or it's like, it's that devil in bandages.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like if Batman, who always seems to know exactly what's going on, secretly had a guy that was telling him what to do the whole time.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Batman is just completely on top of it, but he's really a puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done for becoming team leader of the trio.
Yeah. It was easy.
Yeah. You need to tell us where to go.
I probably won't tell you anything.
What the
hell? Why not? We're your buddies.
We're the fucking trio.
I'll tell you, Zama, but Scorpion Man, he's a liability.
But he's in like a lead suit because, what if it's a liability?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I got powers. Two kinds.
Yeah.
Robot powers and scorpion powers.
Yeah, that's true.
I need him around.
Plus, dude, have you seen the news? I'm effective.
Well, I guess we figured it out, and keeping a secret identity, you should probably do it, and it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you tell your boss, your life gets wrecked.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Superheroing is easy. Yeah, Every movie or book or comic book or television series or anything that is implied otherwise is incorrect.
That's true.
And if you find the news, let us know.
Where is that?
Where did he go?
It's the news, dude. I just don't even fucking know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all-condition traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.